My dear brethren and sisters, I feel the Lord has been with us in all the sessions of this conference, that we have been fed the bread of life, and we are better prepared now to be the kind of people the Lord would have us be. I am grateful to all of the brethren for their wise counsel and for the messages they delivered as they were guided by the power of the Spirit. I think we should conclude on a tone of thanksgiving, of blessings, and of testimony. I have no language to convey the feelings of thanksgiving which are in my heart for the infinite and eternal blessings of the Lord, which the Lord has given us. My family, to the church, and in fact to the whole world. I am grateful for the atoning sacrifice of the Son of God, that because of his suffering and death, all men shall be raised in immortality, while those who believe and obey his laws shall have eternal life in his kingdom. I am thankful for the restoration of eternal truth in this final gospel dispensation, for the mission and ministry of Joseph Smith, the prophet, and my grandfather, Hiram Smith, the patriarch, and for the fact the keys of the kingdom of God have been committed again to man on the earth. I am pleased with the growth and development of the church, with the increased missionary work, with the many temples we now have, and with the lives of all those who are seeking to serve the Lord. I pray that the Lord will bless all the members of the church, and by virtue of the keys and power which I hold, I bless the saints, those who dwell in the household of faith, those who love and seek the Lord. What a glorious thing it is to have the saving truths of the everlasting gospel, to be members of the only true and living church upon the face of the earth, to be on the path leading to eternal life in our Father's kingdom. God, our heavenly and eternal Father, looks down in love and in mercy upon this, the church, and upon the members of the church who keep his commandments. Let thy Spirit dwell in our hearts forever. And when the trials and woes of this life are over, may we return to thy presence with our loved ones and dwell in the house of the Lord forever. I humbly pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.